around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome indeed. All right, let's get back to it. That 7-minute break is over. Just five more segments remain today, folks, until Mary and I depart for Hawaii. All this upcoming week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. Next week's show will come to you from Maui. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, September 28th, 2024. And we're going to begin with the latest edition of our National Communal Forum. National Communal Forum, folks, well, this is how we deploy our network in reverse fashion and engage the 585 weekly affiliates that air the show around the country. We're so thankful to every one of those stations. It's our way to bring you original real-time reports on an array of topics you won't hear about elsewhere. This is week 237 for the NCF, and three affiliates are waiting for us. Mary, who are they?
Wow. All right. So spending a little bit of their Saturday morning with us today, we have Mark Trupner, Program Director and host with our affiliate AM 1450. And FM 102.7 KVML Radio. That's in Sonora, California, in the Sacramento DMA. We have Natasha Leyba, news anchor with FM 96.3 and AM 770 KKOB Radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Ryan Matheny, general manager from AM 960 and FM 99.1 KMA Radio in Shenandoah, Iowa. And that is the Omaha DMA.
Well, this is a nice mix of folks. Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. Appreciate that. So, Mark, we're going to go west, and we're going to begin with you. You are in a beautiful part of our country, the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains and Gold Country. Yosemite National Park isn't that far from you. The same goes for Bear Valley Mountain Resort that's there to your northeast. Listen, most listeners tuned in right now around the country, they know about L.A. or San Francisco or San Diego, I guess Santa Barbara, Napa, Monterey, even your capital city of Sacramento to your northwest. Want you to share what you find makes Sonora so appealing and offers a different place to experience California.
What makes Sonora so appealing is the fact that this is Mother Nature up here. You do get away from those crowds. You can come up here and you're in the mountains, the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. In fact, we stretch really from the Central Valley all the way up to the highest peaks of the Sierra Nevada. There are lakes, there's ski resorts, there are casino resorts, fine dining, and of course, historical communities as well. Plenty of antique shopping can be found up here.
Yeah, I mean, you just have a lot, and the historical aspect of it, can you just give us a quick snapshot of that?
Well, yes, this is the exact area where gold was first discovered. In fact, it was actually first discovered in 1848, just a little to the north of us at Sutter's Mill. But then shortly after, gold was found in Woods Creek in Jamestown, California, which is a part of Tuolumne County. And the gold rush was on. Once word went out to the East Coast by the year of 1849, that set the gold rush. And this was some of the very first established communities of California. It was in this location.
So much diversity in California.
Great report. Really. Thanks, Mark. All right. Let's head to southwest Iowa to Shenandoah, which is about 30 minutes south of Red Oak. I actually know Red Oak from a dear friend of mine who taught there for 20 years. So, Ryan, Shenandoah, we've heard that there's a strong musical connection to your station KMA and a very famous musical duo, as well as a childhood home travelers can visit. So I'm going to let you share with all of our listeners across the country who they are and what's there.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got a very proud tradition with the Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, who, of course, famous musicians from through the years, and everybody says they're your musicians' favorite musicians. And their childhood home is in Shenandoah. It's been turned into a museum. It's actually been picked up and moved downtown so that it's in a better location for people. And their connection to the station. They moved to southwest Iowa when they were young. Their dad helped them get into performing. They performed on the radio station. They did some other performances around the area and then eventually went to Nashville and hit it big. We still have recordings of them when they were 8, 9, 10 years old singing Christmas carols on our station. We break those out every
them?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes, every Christmas.
That's great.
I love that.
I love that they got their start on KMA and got experience with singing on the air. I love it.
Yeah, so Ryan,
yeah,
thank you for that, by the way. All right, so Rudy, let's go a little southwest. How about we go to the state of New Mexico?
We will go there. And Natasha Leyba is a news anchor there at KKOB. And Natasha, I guess all the talk in town is about what's coming up in a week, which is the International Balloon Festival that happens every year. Is everybody ready?
We still have a week left, so hold on. We are nearly there. It's actually the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. It is a big party all week. People from all over the world come in just to enjoy this event. It really shows why New Mexico is the land of enchantment. It's definitely a bucket list item that everyone needs to cross off. The experience inside the park is absolutely fabulous.
Well, I know by going on the website for the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, the number of balloons seems incredible. The colors, the designs, the shapes. How many balloons are expected? Do you know?
We get hundreds of balloons. This year it looks like it's going to be hundreds. Yeah. So it looks like last year we had over 300, and it seems to be a very similar number. And these pilots come from everywhere. We have a new one from Brazil this year that has entered into the fiesta. And so it's absolutely amazing. We have balloons of all colors, but then we also have balloons that are special shapes.
The skies filled there, Natasha. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is an event. There's no question about it. All right, we want to take you one. We always like to ask another question.
Robert, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was remiss in not giving the dates. This goes on for 9 days, from October 5th to the 13th. So I think
starts
listeners
next
should
Saturday.
Know that.
Yeah. Correct. So everybody listening, our affiliate, they all know that in Albuquerque. But the rest of the country, go. If you haven't experienced this, it is something you need to go see. All right, we've got about a minute left. Question that we want to ask you guys right now is, and we're going to go in the same order, so we'll go Mark, Ryan, and then we'll end with Natasha. Give us something about your radio station that you bring to the community that the other forms of media simply can't duplicate. Mark?
Oh, well, that's easy. With this area, we have 54,000 people in Tuolumne County, 45,000 in Calaveras County. And because of where we are located in the Sierra Nevada, we have news that unfortunately breaks out. It's not always pleasant news. But if there's a plane that crashes in the Sierra Nevada, for example, we'll be the first to be able to report something like that and then supply the information to the other affiliates around California.
Ryan, what say you?
We are in a huge agriculture area, and our ability to connect directly with farmers, you know, they're out in the combine, they're right now in harvest time. So we're able to bring them ag-specific information, real-time pricing when it comes to their commodities, things like that. That really stands out.
And Natasha, about 30 seconds as the news anchor, what do you say?
Well, KKOB is a legacy station. We've been around for 102 years. So we really strive for giving people straightforward information with integrity and always in the know.
Well, and you are a blowtorch out there, no question about it. So, listen, thanks to the three of you for being part of our National Communal Forum. We really appreciate the affiliation with your station. We could not do it without all of you. We hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk all soon. So, all right, well, there we are, folks. Another National Communal Forum. It is, pun intended on this, it's just gold for this show. It really is. All right, after this quick sponsors break, as our show friend's special broadcast continues, Kathy Sudeikis, well, that name is probably familiar to a lot of you out there. Kathy Sudeikis will connect with us from Kansas City. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. You should consider doing what we do and add Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. Get 15% off and free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY to get your discounts. Or you can always find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go. You know, we couldn't do a special show friend show today and not talk to Kathy Sudeikis. She's here for the G-Block, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
With a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. From personal experience, we can definitely attest you're going to feel right at home in a very intimate yacht-like atmosphere. You're going to get pampered with intuitive, highly personalized service that's just for you, and you're going to have spacious oceanfront suite. You can explore all 7 continents. You're going to savor gourmet dining that rivals some of the best restaurants in the world, and you're going to enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
Keyword there is enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. In 31 days, some of you will be enjoying Rome with us as we start the 10-day Mediterranean Seabourn cruise, and the beauty of cruising, folks, is you only have to unpack once. When you travel with Seabourn for all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruises and expeditions, this is your moment. So visit Seabourn.com for more info and show specials that include 15% off per suite for 2024 to 2026 cruises, or 30% off last-minute remaining suites on a variety of sailings to go enjoy some spontaneous travel. You'll find a link as well at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Show friend Kathy Sudeikis last joined us 29 months ago in February of 2022 when we were discussing travel updates within the industry as we were coming out of the pandemic. Kathy is Vice President of Corporate Relations for Kansas City-based Ascendus Travel. She's also the mom of Jason Sudeikis of Ted Lasso fame and the sister of Cheers star George Wendt. Off to Kansas City we go now to connect with Kathy.
Kathy, nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Delighted to be here with you too.
Appreciate it. So first, listen, we have to ask you the most pressing question that America just wants to hear about. After celebrating another Super Bowl earlier this year, how happy are you that your Kansas City Chiefs are 3-0 to start the season?
Gosh, it was quite a struggle, and I've heard Patrick Mahomes say we can't leave it in the hands of the refs, but that's what's happened the last 3 weeks, but we're going to the bank with 3 big wins, so couldn't be happier.
Well, hopefully you have a good win out there in L.A. this week against the Chargers. So, all right, now to travel. You know, you were one of the first people to share on this show. Mary and I, we've talked about that a few times, you know, seeing regional business growing again when I think we spoke back in February of 2022, and that was because the pandemic had just pummeled business travel. It's still a work in progress, particularly with some major cities with higher hotel rates recovering more slowly than small and mid-sized markets out there with lower pricing. So whether it is the business travel sector, Kathy, or just travel in general, what's your overall thoughts or feelings on the health of travel today from your perspective?
Well, I think travel is absolutely blooming. People say that it's more important to them than second, third, fourth, fifth cars and vacation homes and other kinds of things. They really value travel as an inalienable right and not something they're going to cut back on. But they're looking for value and not necessarily the highest price on things, but the best value.
Kathy, even though kids of all ages up through college are back to school now, fall is still and it can be a very busy travel period with fall school breaks thrown in there. And before you know it, the holidays are going to be here. So do you have any specific destinations that you'd recommend? People are traveling with their families. You see a lot of multi-generational travel these days. Something for the holiday season, maybe one or two destinations that you think people should take a look at and consider.
Well, there's one little caveat. When people say they want to travel over the holidays, the question is, do they want to spend Christmas Day and Christmas Eve somewhere, because there's in-laws and outlaws and that kind of thing. So would they go the weekend before, like when they get out of school, the 22nd, 23rd, that kind of thing, 24th and 25th, or do they really want to go on the 26th for a few days? I have to say that going to the warm weather destinations really begins on December 26th. And so that's a real tough day. So if you're talking about flights that have options and destinations that have lots of hotel rooms so that you can still find something valuable and not through the roof, would be any of those Mexican all-inclusives and stuff, or Santo Domingo or any of those kinds of things, Punta Cana. I think it's crazy that, you know, you take your kids and you've got to pay for hamburgers that are $18.50.
Yeah.
You don't go to an all-inclusive. So if you're taking the kids, it's got to be at a handle on what the price will be rather than having a bill at the end of the trip.
No question.
But, all of those destinations are so family-friendly now, and kid zones and teen zones and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you on the all-inclusives. So I saw a piece that you did on your how you organize your family reunions and how you bring your family together, which with everyone's schedules can be so complicated these days. You call it Nana Palooza. I'm going to leave it there. Share what you do.
Well, that is a special thing. My mom was an only child, and my dad had one brother. But there are seven of us originals, as we refer to ourselves, and seven spouses. And our 14 plus mom and dad had 25 first cousins.
Wow.
among them. They have a chain, text chain that they are on every day, all 25 of them. And that group of 25 has already had 35 kids. And a pregnancy was announced at Nana Palooza this year, and four aren't even married. So this group continues to grow, and it's a tradition that they are as excited about as we are getting everybody together. And as busy as everyone's schedules are, they just know how important the linking of the cousins is and the generations to each other. So we tried a number of different things. And quite honestly, just briefly, that's how it got the Nana Palooza name. The first week we picked was closer to an anniversary of our mom's death. It turned out to be Lollapalooza weekend in Chicago, which was a disaster because those college-age kids had paid to go to Lollapalooza. So we turned it to Nana Palooza. And as they got older, we found that they all had jobs and those kind of things or starting jobs. So we used the 4th of July weekend as our kickoff point. And basically what we do is a house outside of Michigan or an area outside of Chicago, which is just like 100 miles from Chicago, but right on the water in Lake Michigan. And two people have houses there, one right on the beach and another one just a block away. And then every other family gets a house or two, depending on how many kids they have, in the same vicinity. Our family, for example, takes a great big 9-bedroom house with a huge pool and a trampoline and space for softball and a zip line and all sorts of crazy stuff that we landed on about 5 years ago, and it worked perfectly. We
Kathy,
have the house and the beach house.
I'm loving
we
this.
We want to be in your family,
exactly,
Kathy.
Right. I mean, most of the people around the country right now, they say, wow, this sounds like so much fun.
And I love that you tie it to something that was sad but also special for your family so that people really come, correct?
Yeah. That's the one thing I learned about family reunions is, you know, everyone's kids are so busy and everyone's spouse is the general of their, you know, there is always a general in the family and they can't make certain dates because their kids are at Girl State or Boy State or at band camp or at drill team camp or whatever. So having a third party like a travel agent work on a family reunion makes a big difference because I'm the one who can say to the brother who never responds, God forbid something happens to your mom or dad, you are going to drop everything and be there. Let's do it. Pick this weekend, make this weekend work so that you can all be together and create a special memory. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the wife who's in charge of the calendar. And you know, I can be an unbiased third party who can say the hard thing that siblings can't say to each other.
Well,
this is, and we'll work around your dates next time. But it also helps to, you know, get those kids there because they do have some free days around the 4th of July generally. So
You've given people a lot of things to think about. And we happen to agree with that. That's something that Mary and I absolutely, we've talked about over the years. We will, you know, as our kids get married and so forth, that we have very similar plans and things of that nature to be doing. And we think it's important because connecting the multi-generational with cousins and extended cousins and family, it's just so important because at the end of the day, that's kind of the nucleus. So listen, Kathy, we had so many things we wanted to talk about with you. We wanted to go to the cruise route. We wanted to go to different parts of the world. But unfortunately, I'm looking at the clock. We only have about 30 seconds left. So I'm going to just leave it there. I know, exactly.
We have to bring you back sooner.
We will have to do that for sure. And I will just say, looking at the calendar, folks are thinking about December, by the way, for what you talked about with Christmas. It's kind of an odd day this year. It's on a Wednesday. So be aware of your travels and plan ahead right now on that. So, Kathy, very nice reconnecting with you today. We hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Always nice hearing your voice on our national airwaves.
It's my pleasure. Good luck with all of this exciting stuff that you are doing. I hope people are enjoying having you in their ear each week.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for all you do with travel. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
All right. Kathy Sudeikis, a lot of fun there with her.
She's fabulous.
We could go on and on.
Natapalooza.
As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, you want to hear Rudy riff? That's going to be happening in 10 minutes. But next, tipping while traveling is the topic. Plus, by the way, show friend Janine Tornatore is still ahead this hour as well. Three more segments to go until we're wheels up for Hawaii.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe. Do you owe back taxes? Still haven't filed your tax returns? Did you forget to file an extension? The October 15th deadline is coming, and once it hits, the IRS can garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, even seize your property. You need Tax Network USA to handle your IRS tax problems fast. They've already helped taxpayers save more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they can help you too, but you need to move fast. October 15th is days away. Schedule your free consultation and call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find info at rmworldtravel.com as well.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Field of Greens. You know, with most of us focused on fall and the colder months, why don't we get you healthy before Christmas? We've been talking about this terrific product for a while, and if you're still on the fence, it's time to get you off that fence. Doing it today will save you 15%. This is a note we got from Nick in Texas. He said, since I've started taking Field of Greens, I've lost some weight and all of my gastrointestinal issues that I used to deal with are gone. I've been taking a scoop a day now for 8 months. I haven't been sick, and recently I went on a week-long hunting trip, forgot to bring it with me, and could tell how much of a difference it made not having it for just 5 days. I was less focused, and all my routines and habits were just totally off. I do a lot of manual labor and live a very active lifestyle, so I'm writing to tell everyone that they need to add Field of Greens, as you all have suggested, if they want their overall health to improve. Sorry. Thanks for turning me on to it. Well, thanks for telling us about it, Nick. The facts are we all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are too often running on fumes. Exercise and eating right just becomes another thing on our to-do list and a bit of a grind. But it doesn't have to be hard. That's why we encourage you to take Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Field of Greens feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. It's real nutrition, and if you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund, so you got nothing to lose. As a show fan, you'll get 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com by using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or there's a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Well, like anything involved with a lot of people, etiquette is something that makes life go more smoothly, and travel etiquette is certainly an issue, like tipping, for example. Diane Gotsman is an etiquette expert and owner of the Protocol School of Texas that is meant to train folks, and here I quote from the school's website, how to navigate social and business professional situations with confidence and ease, unquote. Diane, welcome to the show. You know this is a travel show, and tipping is often a frequent question folks face. I have been surprised at the number of people I've met who are actually nervous when it comes to the subject of tipping. Why is that? Do you know?
Absolutely. Well, we all, in any situation, want to do the right thing most of the time. And it's always easier if you know what the rules are. And when I say rules, it's just a tipping has a set of guidelines. So I think that people are nervous because they often feel pressured. You know, right now in 2024, we all feel a bit of trepidation when we walk up to a counter and we have a app turned in our face, and then we are given suggestions for a tip when we were just handed a cup of coffee. So that's whether you're traveling or you're in your hometown. So tipping is just a form of showing grace and gratuity to people in the service industry. But there's a blurred line, and I think this is important to talk about, what is appropriate and what is not expected.
All right. Well, I know because you talked to my producer beforehand and he has talked with me. Waiters and waitresses, 15 to 20% in a restaurant if you're seated. You want to tip a little more for exceptional service. Great. But what about that coffee shop, that little place where you just go in and get a carryout sandwich and they turn this thing around, you put your credit card in and says, you want to tip 15 to 20% or a custom made tip?
Right.
Should we? I mean, what do we do here? That is a perplexing situation.
This is one of the number one places where people feel really uncomfortable,
right,
and sometimes angry, and rightfully so, because the coffee just costs $6 and they're asking for a 35% tip.
And they're standing right in front of you at the same time.
Yes. So feel free to hit no tip or skip tip or a custom tip. You could leave a dollar, two, mm-hmm, or nothing at all. So think of that as a discretionary tip. If you were standing in front of a tip jar, you would leave a tip of change or a dollar bill or not. And that's the exact same thing.
So how about bartenders?
Bartenders, 15 to 20% of the total tab, or a dollar for a beer and $2 for cocktails.
I like a woman who's certain about these things. Okay, now, occasionally in a fancy restaurant, you'll have a wine steward who is in charge of the wine, a sommelier. And this was interesting. You said that you tip on the price of the bottle if he or she has been particularly helpful to you.
That's right. So it's 10 to 20% of the wine bill only. You're not tipping on the entire bill because people get confused with that. And then leave a glass for the person that helped you, you know, so that's appropriate. Most people don't know that, you know, you could offer a glass to the sommelier. So I think it's important to know the rules because people walk away thinking, wait, do I have to tip? But you do leave a tip. That is a form of gratuity. And if you afford an $800 bottle of wine, you shouldn't be complaining about the gratuity that goes along with it.
Well, I live in a state where it's legal to bring your own wine into restaurants. And since I collect wine, I do because I generally have a better bottle of wine. And I always, the first thing I do is when someone opens my bottle, I say, bring a glass, have a taste. I'll tell you about this wine. And sometimes they'll waive the corkage fee that could be anywhere from $15 to $100. So let's see. The guy who grabs your bag or the man or woman who grabs your bag at a hotel and takes it from your car 20 feet to the front desk.
So I want you to think about something, those who are listening. If they touch it, you tip it. So if someone touches your bag at the car, your rental car, mm-hmm, takes it to the front counter, that really is a tip. They it may not be a big tip, it might be a dollar, but they performed a service. It might be the same person that takes it up to the room, you know, the bell person. So it's $1 to $2 per piece of luggage. But when someone is assisting you, you want to, it's a form of grace.
Okay, and we've got to rush off, but I take your advice. Always give the housekeeper that day the tip, because if you leave it, the next person who comes at the end of your trip, person who comes in might not have been waiting on you all that time.
Diane Gotsman. They change daily, correct.
Diane Gotsman is an etiquette expert. She is head of the Protocol School of Texas, and the website is the Protocol School of Texas. Diane, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes? Still haven't filed your tax returns? Did you forget to file an extension? The October 15th deadline is coming, and once it hits, the IRS can garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, even seize your property. You need Tax Network USA to handle your IRS tax problems fast. They've already helped taxpayers save more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they can help you too, but you need to move fast. October 15th is days away. Schedule your free consultation and call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find info at rmworldtravel.com as well.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection company called simplysafe.com/carry. Feeling secure in your own place shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given, which is why SimpliSafe is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families and anywhere you have a system. Right now, you can save big on this award-winning security system. I'm talking 50% off. That's a lot of money. Plus, get a free indoor security camera, too, when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Even speak to intruders, warning them that the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, this level of security will earn your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why they've been named the best home security system by U.S. News & World Report. So join countless listeners of this show who have found peace of mind at simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Simply is spelled, by the way, S-I-M-P-L-I. Simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new system plus get a free indoor security camera. Simplysafe.com/carry or a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors will take you there. Well, have you ever been in a social setting with a bunch of people and someone starts going on way too long about the incredible week they spent on Lake Como in northern Italy, which they liked even more than their week last year on Italy's Amalfi Coast? So Capri was quite cute. I call this
place dropping. And unless you're with someone who wants to hear about your vacation in detail or who wants advice on visiting someplace you've been, try not to be guilty of place dropping. Look, I understand there's a world of competition out there when it comes to establishing one's status or wealth or sophistication. An exotic or a semi-exotic holiday can signal all of those things. You know, last week I read a fascinating and amusing article on how the super rich signal wealth to their compatriots. Women, the writer in the Wall Street Journal reported, often use jewelry to telegraph their affluence. Used to be gemstones, but that's passé now. It's all about thick chains of gold designed to hang coins or medallions. Only the nouveau riche ask if you flew to St. Bart's in first class. The real players say they net jetted because of the dogs. Somehow transporting pets is adequate reason for flying private. More to the point, it demonstrates you can afford to do that. So in fact, spending time in Italy or France or pretty much anywhere in Western Europe is nice, but more to the point, did you rent a big villa for the entire family in Umbria? You'll move up a few notches in status if you vacation in Bhutan, where you pay a $100 fee just to be in the country every day you're there. If you at least made it to a Mount Everest base camp, that's not a bad bragging point. Antarctica is always a nice place to drop because no matter how you got there, it was expensive. A luxury African safari, yeah, it's expensive, but not all that exclusive. Why I dislike place droppers is pretty simple. You're at least self-consciously bragging, or more probably consciously bragging, and that's not attractive. I've been at dinner tables where I've seen eyes start rolling when someone begins going into great detail about the cute little bistro they found on a small street in Paris. Look, cute bistros on small streets in Paris are a dime a dozen. Heck, for many people, Paris is just another big city because they've been so often. Returning to the ego battle between the very wealthy, I learned that even having a timeshare in a jet leasing company like NetJets, that's not the top of the status mountain. You want to subtly hint that you own your own plane by sighing heavily and lamenting the fact you have to find a new pilot. So much more discreet than showing a photo of your phone or your new Gulfstream. Own a yacht? Call it simply a boat. But the wealthy have the same problem place droppers have. There's always somebody above you in the pecking order. You made it to the Mount Everest base camp. There's always the danger that someone at the same dining room table actually climbed Mount Everest. You rented an Italian villa. There's always someone who owns an Italian villa. All right, so you did just return from a wonderful trip. How do you share that with others without being a place dropper? Well, you start by asking them if there's some place in the U.S. or the world they've always wanted to visit. If they haven't been there, ask a few questions. If you've been there, still ask a few questions. That can lead you to tell them about your trip. But don't overblow it. Be modest about it. I never thought I'd be lucky enough to visit Istanbul. That opens the door for a few words about Istanbul. But keep it brief. Whatever you do, don't do a day-by-day narrative. Hit a couple high points, but don't belabor the glories of the Grand Bazaar. The name speaks for itself, after all. It's the Grand Bazaar. There is a bright side to this, because there's been a steep decline in place dropping, because before the advent of the smartphone and camera, place dropping meant being invited to a neighbor's house to watch an interminable slideshow of family pictures. These days, you can open photos on your camera, flash 10 or 12 photos, and you're done. I'd add a qualifier. You don't have to flown to small corners of the world to talk about your trip. To a guy like me who doesn't like to camp, a story of a week in the woods here in Minnesota is exotic to me as a biking trip through France wine country, especially if there's a bear involved. So please resist becoming a place dropper. I meet more of them than you do because I travel a lot, and folks think I want to hear a great deal about their trip, especially if it's somewhere I've been. It's sometimes said that if someone has to tell you how interesting they are, it's probably because they aren't all that interesting. Same goes for travelers. If you have to talk about how widely you've traveled, well, you know. One other trip. Stories about trips where something went awry are usually more interesting. Would you rather hear from me about my lovely weekend in Paris or about the time I broke my clavicle when I got thrown off a camel in Uzbekistan? I'm Rudy Maxa, and for this weekend, that's my Rudy Riff. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone. Thanks for staying tuned in for all 10 segments today. This is the J-Block on the special show friend broadcast, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and other events could compromise your travel plans. Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you get protected with TravelGuard.com/Gary.
You know, when travel plans go wrong, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan can make things go right. It's why we say packing a Travel Guard plan, it's one of the best things you can do for a successful traveler, right? Get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry. It's affordable. It takes just a few minutes to get all set up. You'll thank us for it. You'll find a direct link as well at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Show friend Janine Tornatore will help us wrap today's broadcast. We thought we'd talk about traveling with older kids, specifically teens. And knowing Janine, I'm sure we'll get into some other things as well.
That is probably very true, Mary. Always nice to have her on the show. Janine, hello and welcome back.
Great to be here.
Well, great to have you aboard with us again today. You know, we went through our show archives earlier. Today is your 20th appearance on the program. You truly are show friend in every sense.
Wow, I can't believe it's been 20 times, but yeah, we've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, just a bit. So, all right, we're going to get into it. You know, we have been talking over a few years, as you said. Certainly, your family has grown, as has ours. We know you travel with your teens when you can. Our sons, you know, as they've gotten older, we got them involved in travel planning decisions and so forth. So what are your thoughts on teen travel and involving kids in the trip planning experience?
Well, I think when they get to that teenage, you really need to involve them in the trip planning. Otherwise, you may end up in a destination and have some pretty unhappy teens. You know, I found that wherever you're going, there's something, almost always something for everybody to do, including teens. It's just a matter of thinking about that ahead of time and making sure that you're incorporating those things into your trip. So, I mean, I've been lucky enough to, you know, mine are kind of the early teens. So they're still pretty open to doing a lot of different activities, but you know, I mean, this summer, for example, we were in Colorado a couple of different times. We were in Vail for the GoPro Mountain Games, which is a really cool event just in general, but also for teens because you're seeing all these adventure action sports happening, and there's all kinds of interactive things for them to do, music. And then actually later in the summer, we ended up back in Breckenridge, and all the on-mountain activities my teens were totally digging, the mountain coaster, the alpine slide, the ropes courses, all of that kind of stuff. And the other thing I'll say about teens, at least my teens, is I think now, like, they're starting to become a bit of foodies because it's all about the food for them when we go to these destinations and where are we eating.
Right, exactly. Right.
I agree with you. And I you mentioned some great destinations. So I want to go in a different direction. I found this so interesting. So back in April, Robert and I met a woman, another Mary, actually, on our Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom with Seabourn. And she mentioned that she had spent some summers working up in Alaska and loved her experience. And I'm bringing it up today, even though summer is a long ways away, and we just ended summer, because you have details on this, and recruiting for next year's jobs with a couple of cruise lines starts in October, which is on Tuesday. So do tell.
It does. So yeah, I was actually up in Alaska this summer. I was in Ketchikan, which is one of the more southern stops for cruise lines. And I was working with actually the team that Carnival has up there, their land operations, which is a huge operation. Actually, you think about like how many people work on the cruise ships, but the land operations.
Oh, we've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's massive. Yeah, because they run, like, for example, Carnival's, their land operations, they run all of those big tour buses that you see. They have several lodges up there that they run. They've got the rail cars with dining. And yeah. I mean, it's massive, the amount of people that they have working there. And there's all kinds of cool different jobs, which I learned about. And so, yeah, but they actually start recruiting in October. You go into these little towns, the people that actually are year-round residents is a very small amount. Most of the people that are living in these destinations are mostly summer workers, because when you think about tourism in Alaska, it's pretty much cruising is the biggest, obviously the biggest, but for the most part, it's the main piece of tourism, which is usually, you know, late April through September, and then it gets quiet for the rest of the year. So they do start their recruiting in October. And it is a really cool opportunity for students, anyone who's retired, anyone who's just looking for that different experience. When you talk to a lot of these people that are doing this, they can just tell you it's just such a great opportunity being up there in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not just the work, the people you're meeting, but having the opportunity to live that lifestyle in the summer, having all these hours of daylight where you can go out and go kayaking and hiking and, you know, fishing. Which
well,
is Tuesday,
that's exactly,
so,
that's,
yeah.
That's exactly the woman
so
Mary's
cool.
mentioning, that this Mary that we met, that's yeah. what she did. And then the benefit of that as well is she got a sizable discount on when we did the expedition cruise back in April. That's why she was on there, because that was part of the perk of it as well. Yeah. So something else to go
to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are some really great perks, you know, getting the discounts on the cruises, but they also, you can even earn, you know, a free cruise if you are there a certain amount yeah. of time, you know, for a full season, you for a lot of these you can earn a free cruise as well. There are a lot of cool advantages to it.
Janine, well, listen, you know what? We're going to have to leave it there for today. I want to give your website to all of our listeners out there, theoutsideinsider.com. Go connect with Janine yourself, folks. Janine, have a great weekend. Thanks very much again.
My pleasure. Safe travels.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right. Well, there goes Janine Tornatore, everybody. That is going to do it for today. The captain of our Boeing jet is waiting for us at LaGuardia. Be sure to follow all of our Hawaii travels this week on our social media channels. You can do that Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and X. We'll also talk to you through our Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentaries as well. The big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 begins on Monday. Next week's show will be from the Hilton Grand Vacations, Maui Bay Villas in Kihei. Until next Saturday, October 5th, when we're all back with you for more travel talk at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 month before Election Day. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, like Hawaii, safe travels and enjoy. Let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.